Right now on the line, he's the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Quentin Mayo. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks do not want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Hey, Quentin, what's going on, buddy? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, fellas. Thanks for having me. My heart rate is just starting to come down a little bit. You guys know I'm a Washington football team fan, and when I tell you that was the most Washington football team versus Giants game in the history of the matchup, you know exactly where I'm coming from. That was a crazy night.
Honestly, Quentin, you know, it's still pretty early in the year. I'd forgotten you were a Washington fan, but trust me, I ain't going to forget now. Hey, just taking a look back at week one, did anything surprise you, or did anything happen pretty much like you expected it to happen?
One thing that did surprise me, I would have to say, was Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Like, what the heck was that? Like, I mean, there was a lot of things that I was pretty sure about coming into the season. What teams were going to suck? What teams were going to be interesting? The Green Bay Packers surprised me. I thought that team was going to be way better, and also the Baltimore Ravens. Like, that Ravens team has clearly been hampered by all the injuries that they've gone through, specifically at the running back position, and they're reeling as well. So if you have a Baltimore Ravens future on the season over, and they're over on the win totals, you're a little concerned, because I didn't think the Raiders would beat them, and they came out there and gave them a very lengthy matchup all night long and ended up coming out victorious. So I'm concerned about the Green Bay Packers a little bit. The Ravens I'm very concerned about, but those are a couple things that kind of caught my eye. But, you know, week one NFL or week one in any sport, overreactions, that's what happened. So this week, let's see if we can get a little bit back to normalcy in the NFL.
What was maybe a team that had a win where you kind of perked up and thought, oh boy, like this team might be pretty good or might be better than expected?
A team that I think you guys are going to be facing here on Sunday, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't think that the Atlanta Falcons were going to be a world beater of any sorts, but not just the fact that they beat the Falcons. We know that team is not great, but the Eagles looked very sharp. They looked really good. They came out there. Jalen Hurts in his second year, he was dealing. He looked like he had command of the offense. One of his biggest criticisms was that, you know, when he starts to scramble, he's jittered in the pocket. He just wants to run. Like, that's all he's doing, is looking to run first. And then, you know, he's not looking downfield to extend plays. But he was scrambling with a purpose. Eyes always down the field. And him and Devontae Smith hooked up one time for that touchdown. That Eagles team, especially as an NFC East fan, I guess you could say, and I have a future ticket on the Washington football team to win the division, I was concerned, because I'm like, oh, the Eagles might be the surprise team out of the division. Now, like I said, week one, overreaction Mondays, that's what we do here. But still, that Eagles team, they did catch my eye.
Quentin Mayo joining us. Hey, he's 95.7 Odyssey Betting Insider. Let me ask you a little bit about that game. First of all, I'm going to ask you to give us your lock of the weekend to pick a game. But I'm hoping it's not the San Francisco-Philadelphia game. But if it is, it is. San Francisco given 3. This is a game I wouldn't bet on. It's just I don't like it. Just what do you think of that game and that line?
Yeah, that line is very tricky because, of course, you guys know the injuries have just been piling up for the 49ers. Raheem Mozart, of course, he's out for the season. But you also look at Dre Greenlaw, 6 to 8 weeks with that groin. He's phenomenal. I mean, especially on defense, his speed was really what made that defense how special that they have become. 6 tackles against the Lions. He did allow 4 completions, but, you know, only for an average of 4.2 yards per target. So with a pass rating of 44.6, that was the lowest on the team in week one. So that game is so It's hard to give 3 after seeing the injury that you've seen on the San Francisco side, especially the fact where they kind of let their foot off the gas against Detroit. So I think I'm going to stay away from the spread in that game. I can't touch the spread, because if anything, I'd probably lean the Eagles, but still I feel like the 49ers have something to prove. Just trying to go ahead and let people know that, no, the first half that you saw from us is what you can expect to see from us moving forward. We're not going to take our foot off the pedal. But also, that game, though, if I had to make a play, it's the total, the over, 49 points. The 49ers allowed 33 points, 455 yards of offense against the Lions. And like I said, the Eagles looked very sharp. Then on the opposing side, the Eagles, they had their way. 27-35 for Jalen Hurts, 264 yards, 3 touchdowns, scrambled for 62 yards. So I think I'd probably take the over 49 in that game. That's one of my locks. I can give out another lock as well. But I'm not going to take a side in this game. But I will say I think there will be a lot of points scored between these two teams Sunday.
Yeah, what else stands out for you? I'm looking at some of the higher higher lines here. The Packers and the Lions. I mean, 11.5 is a lot. As I'm looking at it on my board, the Seahawks, laying 6 at home against the Titans. I mean, what did you think of their poor performance the first week? Talking about Tennessee, Seattle, maybe, maybe has people thinking they're going to be better than expected with the way they played at Indy. What do you think of those two games specifically, and maybe a couple of numbers that are a little high?
Yeah, with that Seattle game, I like the total 54. I think I like the over in that one as well. I know that's a high total, but I still think the points will be scored in that one. You got to think Tennessee has had a lot of expectations coming in. They came out week one and didn't really, week one and two, they had to reinvent their identity league-wide, because they're supposed to be a team that's going to be in this thing in the end. I want to see more from Derrick Henry. I want to see more from also the Seattle Seahawks team with Russell Wilson, man. Tyler Lockett is so good. Russell Wilson, I think, hopefully he gets at least one MVP vote this year. I mean, please, for the love of God. He's been doing this, I don't know, ever since he stepped foot on the NFL turf. So I probably would lean the over in that game. Also, I guess another surprise that I see on the board right now at BetMGM, right now the Cleveland Browns, 12.5-point favorites against the Texans. Like, I know the Browns are supposed to be a Super Bowl contending team this year, and I know the Browns have Baker Mayfield and all these weapons, but the Texans, yeah, they beat up on the Jaguars, but that Texans team with Tyrod Taylor, I think they're going to be able to hang around in games more than people expect them to be. I know it was like argument. Who's going to be the worst team in the NFL this year, the Jaguars or the Texans? Well, the Texans actually have a competent quarterback with the organization or a team that's looking to go out there and facilitate and play, and they don't have, a coach named Urban Meyer who might be leaving halfway through the season to go coach for USC. Like, things that all the drama that's surrounding that team. So I would take the Texans to cover 12.5 against the Cleveland Browns. That game's going to be closer than a lot of people expected. And moving forward, it's just one thing that's going to be, good to see, but not great to see for handicappers that are trying to find like a void or a flaw in the book, is just getting more film on these NFL teams to see some better trends. Right now, we're still trying to fill out every team. Like the Cardinals, for example, came out there and really laid down the law. They're going against the Minnesota Vikings. Now, they're only 3.5-point favorites against the Vikings this Sunday at 4 o'clock. But, I mean, you probably would imagine that spread be a little higher. So it's just seeing the trends, seeing what these teams truly are, and then moving forward in the season is one thing I'm going to be watching closely. And also, make sure you guys get on these lines early, because as we're moving on, every single day and every hour, it feels like I check my phone, a new injury just pops up out of nowhere that wasn't announced. Or a guy was like Dallas, had a guy in the hospital that we didn't know about until today that just got released. Like, all these different just weird things with how teams are reporting injuries this year. It's just very odd to me.
Do you got a lock of the week?
Oh, lock of the week has to be, now, I can't believe I'm saying this as a Washington football team fan, but I'm taking the Dallas Cowboys, not just to cover 3.5 against the Chargers, but I took them on the money line plus 150. I know. They got a lot of guys on that offensive line that have been going down, and everybody's talking about, oh, they don't have this, they don't have that, and they lost to Marcus Lawrence with the foot injury. How are they going to stop the Dallas Cowboys offense? Like, I still think we looked at that team week one against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we said, hey, they are already a beaten and bruised offensive line, and they still went out there and pretty much had their way with Tampa's defense. The only thing is, they couldn't really stop anybody. Tampa didn't score because it was faults on their own, except for that one punch-out fumble that they did receive in the first half. But I think the Dallas Cowboys offense is legit. Like, I really do, and I can't believe I'm saying it, but I think they beat the Chargers on Sunday. The Chargers played the Washington football team. We saw that happen, but they should have lost that game, and that was against Taylor Heineke, who last night did make me proud. But still, that was against a team that was, their defense didn't show up. They had a backup quarterback come in, and they still just scraped by at the skin of their teeth. I think the Cowboys actually present a bigger threat offensively against the Chargers, even with the beaten-up offensive line. Now, the defense, they're probably going to be a lot of points scoring in that game. That's why the total's up to 55. But I like the Dallas Cowboys against the Chargers this week.
All right, put it in the cap. That's a time capsule. Quentin's got Dallas. We're going to check in on you next week, Quentin, to see how you did. Looking forward to it, buddy.
Thanks for having me, fellas. You have a good show.
All right, that was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Quentin Mayo. Be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast. For more of Quentin Mayo's analysis, just search BetMGM wherever you find podcasts.